Hi, I'm Haley, author of the book blog Brook and Binding.
And I'm Maddie, upcoming debut author of Take My Sunshine coming winter 2024. And this is
Lit Sis.
Hey, Mad.
Yeah, Haley.
Don't you have an Instagram?
I do have an Instagram. You can see all that I'm reading at Maddie Reads a Lot.
M-A-D-D-Y,
that
right?
That's right, M-A-D-D-Y.
And then don't you have another one?
I do. I do have a new Instagram that you can follow me for all of my author things at @EmmyGlenz_author.
@EmmyGlenz_author. I love it. I also have an Instagram.
Ooh, yes. Would you like to share?
It's Brook and Binding.
Mm-hmm. And if you want to see anything about Lit Sis itself, you can find information about Lit Sis at Lit Sis Podcast on Instagram as well.
Go check them out.
Happy Friday, Lit Sisners.
Hello, hello. Happy Friday.
Hope you guys are all having a splendid Friday. I don't know if you can tell from the audio, but we are together today. Woo-hoo. Always a good time when the sisters get to record together, which means we also get to be together because, unfortunately, unlike the start of this podcast, we don't live near each other anymore. Wah, wah, wah. So very sad, but we get to see each other periodically because we're sisters, obviously.
And especially with the holidays and stuff like that that had just happened, it was nice to really see each other a little bit more. But exciting news that Maddie is going to be living closer to me.
Yes.
So hopefully we'll be able to have some more in-person time and get-togethers and stuff like that. So it'll be very, very exciting.
Mm-hmm. And exciting for you, listeners, because that means you'll probably get more
in-person recordings.
And it'll be just so much better. Mm-hmm. So today we're coming with very, very, very late just because of everything going on. Love, likes, and dislikes from the month of December 2023, which feels like literally ages ago.
Well, it was almost a month ago.
So very exciting. So we typically talk about how many we read. So I read 6 books in the month of December. And I had, get ready for this, 1 2-star, 1 3-star, 1, did I have, I think it was like 4.5-star, and 3 5-stars.
Wow.
I know.
That's awesome.
That's crazy.
I had 1 book that was an adult book and multiple children's books because I do read kids' books all the time for my
boys. You probably
boys.
Have read more books than me in a year, probably.
Maybe,
when you count
because
children's
we read
books.
All of those things. But I usually never count them for Goodreads. But when I was getting a little behind and I wanted to beat my Goodreads challenge, luckily one of those days I sat and read like a bazillion books and I mean, they're kids' books, but Goodreads counts them.
They
so
do.
So, I counted them.
Yeah, might as well. You've probably read, like, 1,000 kids' books at this point.
I've read a lot of them, yeah.
So many. I literally just read one to your kid this morning.
Yeah, that's how it goes. Mm-hmm. Randomly, here you go.
I know, he was like, I think the baby wants you to read this to him. And the baby was clearly not interested, and I was like, do you want me to read it to you? And he's like, yeah.
I love it.
It was too cute.
So, yeah, so I only have one that I could talk about, and I've already talked about it, so I feel like this is another one of me interviewing Maddie about what were her favorite reads of the month. But it was Take My Sunshine by me. So, and I definitely would give it 5 stars, which is what I did. I have my review up there. If you guys haven't got your own copy, you can go to M.E. Glenz, which is M-E-G-L-I-N-Z author. .com
mm-hmm.
And you can put in an order there, or you can get it anywhere you can buy books, like Amazon. You can order it through Barnes and Noble. You can order it through Books a Million, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So anywhere that you think, and some independent stores as well are carrying it. So if you just need to be on the lookout and check it out. But we did a whole review of that already and shared our thoughts and shared mm-hmm. about how we loved the progression of the characters and just seeing it come, you know, from start to finish has been such a cool, cool blessing and a cool opportunity. So, that's really all of mine for December besides, you know, some of those classic good little like kid books as mm-hmm. well. I could say was
my favorite,
like or a dislike.
My favorite kid book that you have is Grandpa Green. Makes me
Grandpa
cry.
Green. That's
so
a great
good.
One.
Our dad doesn't like it when it's red because about a grandpa, and our dad's a grandpa, and it's sad.
And the grandpa dies.
And the grandpa does die. It's so cute, though. So I guess I will just talk about my please. Love, likes, and dislikes. So my love for the month of December was 5 Years From Now by Paige Toon. I had talked about that I was reading this but was confused. So I got it from Book of the Month, but it was published in like 2018. But the copy I had was like published in 2023, and so I was confused. It turns out it was originally published in the UK but never had a US release until 2023. So that was, there was nothing really different about it. But I really, really loved this book. It made me think a little bit of like a mixture of like One Day paired with, The Heart's Invisible Furies. So it's like looking at someone's life from when they were like 5 years old in 5 year increments until she's like 40 or 45 or something like that. And then it also has to do with like a relationship. So in One Day, there's these two characters that you always get to see them every year on the same day. And this is similar-ish where it's not the same year, but you see them, you know, every time that they interact with each other, it's every 5 years or so. And you get to see them interact again. And it stems from friendship into love. And it's very much this kind of right person, wrong time all the time. So it's very good. It's very emotional. It has like some things that tug on your heartstrings, but there's also happiness. I really, really loved it. And it was really funny because there's like an author interview at the back of it. And one of the questions was like something about like the feeling of her book. And she's like, I really love books that are, I don't know, what was the word that she said? Like not tragic, but she was like, it's something like that. She's like, I really like books that like are tragic and really break you. So like, I really love my book. And I'm like, girl, I feel you. I feel you from one author to another. So that was my love. And then if we're going to, then I guess just immediately to my like, my like for the month, because I like to do, I'm not going to pick a 5-star. I'm going to pick one that was a genuinely like a like rating. I am going to talk about No One Can Know by K. Alice Marshall. So this one was a 4.5-star. It was pretty good, but there were just a few things about it that didn't put it into the love. So it's about this group of sisters whose parents were murdered in their home. And the sisters are like, pretty much get their story straight. And then one of the sisters needs a place to stay, and she ends up, her and her husband, and she's pregnant, they end up coming back to the house because they still own it, and just, like, things from the past start to come up again, and they start to wonder, you know, people start to ask questions again and try and see what really happened, and then somebody else turns up dead, so it becomes kind of suspenseful. I read this book an entire sitting. From what I remember, because it's been a bit, the only thing that, like, I didn't really love about it was the ending was, like, there was just one too many twists. But other than that, it was pretty good.
That's awesome. I know. Mm-hmm. You've read K. Alice Marshall before, too,
yeah,
right?
She had published one earlier in the year. Mm-hmm. What Lies in the Woods.
Yeah.
And that one, again, was, like, I remember my complaint was it felt like there was just too many things going on. So this one was a little bit better. It was a little bit more cohesive.
But still maybe a little bit too much.
Yeah, a little bit too much. And also, like, I think the other thing was, I don't know why, but recently I've been focusing on, like, if this would be really realistic or not. Like, if this actually makes sense that these characters would be okay with the stuff that goes on. And that's one of the other things where I was like, I don't know if the characters would be so chill about everything that's gone on. And then, I guess, moving on to my dislike was The Unsettled by Ayanna Mathis. I gave this 2 stars.
Bummer.
It was a very big bummer. It was a book of the month, and it sounded so good. So it's like a mother and her son are, like, in, like, a boarding house because she's trying to get away from her abusive husband. And as they're, and at the same time, you get the perspective as well of her mom back in her hometown, where, like, the Black population is getting smaller and smaller and smaller. And I don't know, just, like, I think that this book, oh, and at this, and then again, like, the mom of this kid, she starts getting associated again with her, the baby daddy. So it wasn't her husband.
Mm-hmm.
And things are going, like, he's a part of something weird and she's, like, getting involved in that. So I think that this would have been a really good book to read in a classroom.
Mm-hmm.
But it wouldn't be one that you, like, love, but it'd be like, oh, that's interesting. Because, yeah. like, there were a couple moments where it was, like, I was reading it and I was like, this doesn't make any sense. Like, I feel like this is, like, an editing error.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would, like, look at Goodreads and people were like, man, I loved this part. The part I was thinking of there, like, it really showed, like, the fractured mind of this character. And I was like, oh, okay, I get that now.
So you went into it more of like, is this realistic? And mm-hmm. and it maybe was more of like a literary fiction mm-hmm. where it's like not actually as, not necessarily accurate, but a little bit more. Oh, sorry.
We both had.
But more like, can we analyze what's happening in the human, like, psyche, maybe.
Yeah.
Like, how are they handling this situation? Mm-hmm. Like, does, it's not like, oh, and this girl just goes about her day. It's like, oh, yeah. what's actually going on mm-hmm. in, like, a deeper
and,
way.
And, like, how does, like, their perception of reality change mm-hmm. based on, like, what's going on? And, like, that's really cool. And, like, I wish I could, you know, have known that. Yeah. Like, again, like, guided by, like, a literary classroom. But yeah, so because of that, it just wasn't like a great, enjoyable read.
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up skimming a lot. So that was my dislike. Mm-hmm. Big bummer. Mm. But yeah, that is the love likes and dislikes. Very short, quick episode. But.
Well, I can say a like and dislike really quick.
Of the children's book?
Sure.
Go for it.
So I've got here. Hold on. I got rid of it, but I can pull it back up. I have here, lovely, my like for December was probably The Princess and the Pea by Matthew Oldham. I know the musical, but I don't know the full story. And mm-hmm. I really like for our Advent calendar this year, we got this like Us Born calendar where all these little classic stories were the days. So like
ooh,
each day you opened up and it was a new little kid book about
that's
like
cool.
a classic story. So there's like classic princess stories, but then there was like Nutcracker, and mm-hmm. then there was like Princess and the Pea, and then there was like Nativity, and there was so many different stories, like Aladdin.
Mm.
Like it had a nice variety of things. So I was like, oh, like, I, you know, I, and they had Wizard of Oz, you know, like stuff like that. But I was like, oh, Princess and the Pea. Like there, I thought it was just a good little story. Mm-hmm. And there was like a couple that I think the boys liked a lot. So I was like, oh, that's a fun one. And then a dislike. Let me look. Okay. I think dislike would be Wizard of Oz, the Us Born picture book. I thought the illustrations were medium. And I didn't think that the story was as engaging as it could have been told.
Okay.
But we went through, with my oldest, we went through all of the books that we got.
Oh, wow.
And we were like, okay, I said, and which stories did you like or not like? And
wow.
so we did a
so
whole
stack. So he prepared
stack.
For this.
Yeah, he did like a whole stack of stuff he liked. And then he had like three or four he didn't like because he either thought they were too scary or it was about a princess. So that was
Princess and the Pea in the dislike for him.
No, he liked that one.
Oh, that's
but
good.
He didn't like Cinderella because he said that was about a princess.
Oh, okay.
So stuff like that. I was like, okay,
interesting.
There was another one that he thought was kind of scary. I don't remember. There's a couple. He thought maybe the storyline was a little bit out of his league.
Oh my!
But
he's a cutie.
Anyway, but yeah. So those are my other on the sides. Next week, you guys should be hearing us do a book review of a book we both have read already this
mm-hmm.
month of January. We have lovely Midnight is the Darkest Hour by
mm-hmm.
Ashley Winstead.
Mm-hmm.
It's super detailed and interesting to talk about, so
yes.
I'm sure there will be potentially a spoilery section because I feel like
probably.
There's some stuff to analyze there. Unless we just, like, dive right in and analyze the whole thing. But I do think we can give a little bit of a part that is not spoilery. But if you are worried that we kind of just go off the rails, you can just read our reviews or read the book.
Or read the
book. Yeah. Read the book, read our reviews, because I try to not give anything away in my reviews. So if you think the book sounds interesting, feel free to do that. If you don't really care about it being spoiled, check in next week. And we'll see what we bring you after that.
Yeah. All right. So, Haley, what are you reading right now?
The same. I'm reading Tomorrow and Tomorrow and Tomorrow by Gabrielle something. Zevin. Yeah.
That's Zevin. Right.
Yep, that's it.
And I'm going to be starting, haven't started yet, Stars in Your Eyes by Kaysen Calendar. I got it from Book of the Month. It was on my, it's a love story apparently. It was on my my saved
TBR
books. So we'll see how that goes. I've been reading a lot lately, so.
She's been pumping them out.
I have been pumping them out. All right, you guys. Thanks for taking a break from reading. Now go flip some pages.